This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times morning briefing on Friday, the 12th of April. An NHS whistleblower claims a gang of consultant neurosurgeons in East Sussex suppressed warnings about patient safety. Mansour Farooqi was sacked after blowing the whistle 17 times between 2018 and 2021 at the Royal Sussex County Hospital. The Times reporter Tom Witherow explains the former neurosurgeon's concerns.
So some of the patient safety concerns they raised were that cost-cutting measures were putting people at risk in surgery. They said that there were rota changes with consultants and registrars, including at the weekend and so on, that were making it less safe. And they also said that some of the surgeons who were conducting some of the most complex surgery, and one of them is in neurosurgery, so you can imagine what sort of things we're talking about here, were not suitably qualified.
The NHS Trust responsible disputes the claims and says it's taken steps to improve problems in neurosurgery at the time. The Times has revealed letters which show Iran gave Hamas £200 million over 6 years. It confirms Tehran is backing the terror group in Gaza as tensions with Israel escalate. The US says Iran is likely to attack Israel after an airstrike in Syria that killed 7 Iranian officials, including Mohammad Reza Zahedi, who was the commander of a man mentioned in the letters. The Times diary editor Patrick Kidd explains why the revelation of the correspondence is significant.
Perhaps this has come out now as a way of Israel, I'm assuming it's come out in Israel to our man in Jerusalem, justifying the connection. Because the person who was killed is named in these documents, and they are very keen to obviously establish a narrative, a close link between the state and the terrorist organisation.
The families of two people who O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murdering say they'll go after unpaid compensation from his estate following his death. The former NFL star was cleared of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman in a trial that gained international attention in 1995. The case split the American public, often on racial lines. These people in Los Angeles reacted to his death.
He got away with murder, so although I don't like to see the death of another human being, I'm not shedding any tears.
I figure he was a good guy based on before, you know, the murder stuff happened, you know, but he was a good person, you know. I believe he was a good person. He definitely was a good football player.
I don't feel real sad. That seems kind of bad.
Sir Keir Starmer said Labour would be totally committed to Trident if elected, saying the nuclear deterrent is safe in his party's hands. He's also promised a Labour government would increase defence spending to 2.5% of GDP as he tries to create a symbolic break from Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. And in golf at the Masters, American Bryson DeChambeau is taking a lead of one into the second day at Augusta at 7-under. Stormy weather delayed the start of play by 2.5 hours, meaning some, like Tiger Woods, will have to finish their first round later. There's more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.